So I'm here at Ted Coney's Family Portraits, Ely's first pop-up gallery, to find out a little bit more about it. And we welcome Ted here. Ted.
Hello.
Ted, can you tell us a little bit about the gallery and what we're going to be seeing?
Okay. Well, what you're going to be seeing is about 50 years worth of painting about my family. I call them family portraits, but as you'll see as we go around, it's not so much conventional portraits anymore, as shown in lots of different ways, perhaps using objects and things which are interesting to me.
So we start here next to the beautiful Morris Minor. That's going to be featuring in some of your paintings. Can you tell us more about the car and what it means to you?
Okay, well, I've had the car for over 40 years. And for about 25 years, it was our only car. So there was myself and my wife in the front and our three children all squashed in the back. So the car's 1931. And because it's been with us a long time, I've started to include it in the paintings. So it's become part of the portraits. So I've done a painting for its 50th birthday, for its 60th, for its 70th, and recently for its 80th.
So, should we go take a look inside?
Absolutely.
So, Ted, you're an art teacher. What made you want to start up a pop-up gallery?
Well, I think when you're a teacher, you're giving out all the time. So I've always found it really important to keep painting myself, just to keep my sanity, really. Nearly 50 years ago, I did a painting about my family, and I thought that was going to be a one-off, but in fact, I've never run out of ideas, because families, of course, are fascinating, and they always give you new things to paint.
This pop-up gallery is special for Ely. Why is it special?
Well, I like to think it's special. It's called a pop-up gallery because for most of the time it's our house, which I share with my wife Hazel. But on a Sunday afternoon, and other times by appointment, it pops up as a public space. When I've put the signs out, which you saw when you came in, and made a few arrangements, done a bit of tidying up inside, then I'm ready to let the public in. Only I do guided tours, so the idea is that people book a tour, because I can only take six people at a time.
Should we go and have a look inside then?
Of course. Just wipe your feet.
So we've just entered a room full of pictures of your whole family and a great video in the corner. What's going on in there?
Well, in there you've got six generations of photographs of the family, which in a way kind of sets the scene. And there's a little looped film, which a filmmaker put together for me. But it's all sorts of bits of old Super 8 film, of christenings, weddings, little bits of happenings with the children, just to give people a flavour, an introduction, if you like, before they come into this room, which is the kitchen, to see the first painting.
What is this first painting? It's got some incredible characters on there that seem to develop through age.
Okay, it's called Life Cycle, and it's a painting about my grandmother and her four sisters. I painted it after they all died. They were such great characters, and I just felt really sad. And painting is one of those things where you can hang on to things that you want to keep in some kind of visual way. A bit like the cavemen, you know, they made drawings of some of the animals they wanted control over. Well, I wanted control over these incredible women, so I did this painting. And what you're seeing is them as young Victorians, and then in their 30s and 40s, and then lastly in their 80s and 90s.
And it's all very, very weird to think that this is actually happening inside your kitchen as well. We're seeing an incredible painting about your whole family in your own house.
Yes. Well, about 20 years ago, I did Open Studio, which, of course, lots of artists do. The idea that you can open your house and your studio to the public. And at that time, I really enjoyed talking to people about my work. And I always thought when I retired, or in fact semi-retired, I would maybe do that in a more, you know, in a more kind of business-like way.
And is it weird having lots of strangers come through your door every Sunday?
It was a bit tricky the first time, but I've got used to it now. It's a bit like when you're selling your house and you have viewings. You have to do a tidy up before people come round. But we have to do that every Sunday.
So, should we take a look through the next room?
Of course.
So now we're confronted with what looks to be like Ely Cathedral. What is this painting about?
This painting is called Another Year, and it's a recent painting. All my paintings, or nearly all my paintings now, are using objects rather than people to represent the family. And because we've now lived in Ely for about 8 years, I feel Ely Cathedral is one of my objects. I know that sounds a bit arrogant, but I just feel it's mine. And also the fact that Ely Cathedral has always been here. And it's, but in fact, in my painting, it's all about my mother and sister-in-law dying within a week of each other about 3 years ago. And that's represented by the dusk falling on Ely Cathedral. As you can see, it's a big circular painting. But then the strange thing, that's what life is so fascinating. A year later, almost to the day, our first grandchild and my brother's first grandchild were both born. So that's represented by the dawn coming up over Ely Cathedral.
Well, it's an absolutely beautiful picture and something that I'm sure means a lot to you. Is painting a way for you to escape, for you to feel therapeutic?
Well, I mentioned before, you know, when you're teaching, as I have been doing for 45 years, you need something to, having given everything out, you need to put things back. So yes, painting for me is a way of working things out in my head and surviving in the world. But I hope the paintings themselves now, because they're not so personal in the way that, you know, you recognise different people, that they have a much more universal appeal to other people. And in fact, the strange thing is when people come on my tours, I might start the conversation off, but then other people start telling me about their families, which actually is exactly what I wanted.
Should we head upstairs now?
Absolutely. As this part of the house is 300 years old, it was the White Swan pub about, many years ago. And the stairs are also 300 years old, so be careful because they're very steep.
So now I see the car that was outside. It seems to be a prominent part of many of your paintings. What is this one in particular about?
Okay, this painting I did to celebrate the car's 80th birthday. And in this one, the car plays the part of a time machine, a bit like the TARDIS in Doctor Who, only it's going between now, present day, back to the 1930s when it was made. Only it's 1930s Hollywood. And the reason for that is because when we're moving house, as you do, you have to go through everything that you own in the loft. And I came across this stash of material, which I remembered vaguely that my mother had given me about 20 years before. And it was given to her by a cousin who in the 1930s went to find his fame and fortune in Hollywood. He wanted to be a film director, and his brother-in-law was a Hollywood actor. So it was kind of a reasonable thing, you know, a reasonable venture to do. But I like the idea that we were looking for a house and we had all this estate agent material, and yet what I'd found was an estate agent material of 1930. And you had the wonderful photographs of the houses in Hollywood, and then the plan of all the, the different plots. And then this kind of, it's rather fragile, this kind of Hollywood land booklet, you know, extolling the virtues of the area. So in my painting, you've got three layers really. I like painting things in different layers. The back layer in each of the six panels is of Hollywood land. That's the kind of sepia tones. The next layer, which is the kind of orangey-yellow tones, are all the houses that we looked at in Ely and Bury St Edmunds, which was another place we were thinking of living, on our kind of quest to find somewhere new to live. And then the third layer, which is the front layer, is, and in fact you can see it from the drawing I made first, as if I was sitting in the car, moving through space.
I have to say this is probably my favourite painting of yours. What would you say your favourite or the one you love most, the one you're most proud of is?
I think the one that has the most significance for me is the little one we were looking at downstairs. It's called For You in Loving Memory. And it's a painting that I did after our second daughter was stillborn. So it was a very sad time for my wife and I. Luckily, we had our eldest daughter, Eve. She was about three at the time. In the painting, what you're seeing, it's a little circle and it's nine rings going from incredibly active colour through to a still white centre. And that represents the 9 months of the pregnancy. But I used Eve as my model. Although the painting appears abstract, I used Eve as my model. She was a little girl wearing a stripy jumper, and I made lots of drawings of the stripes. And those, all that activity you see in the 8 months are all the based on the drawings I made of Eve.
So if people want to actually come and see the pictures in person rather than just hear about them, where can they go to do so?
Well, I think the first best place is my website, www.tedkerneysfamilyportraits.co.uk. And on there, you've got our phone number and my email address. And the idea is to book, because as I said earlier, I can only take six people at a time. And the tour takes about 3/4 of an hour. So if they ring me or email me, then we can arrange a tour. And although it's usually Sunday afternoon, you know, if there's a group of three or four people and they can't come at that time, we can negotiate. It doesn't cost any more. We can negotiate for them to come at a different time, as long as I know people are coming.
Thank you so much, Ted. I strongly advise to anyone listening to this to come and actually see the pictures in person. They're incredible, and you're an incredible artist.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you.